Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's second hour. Let's go right to Andrew from Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in on the last Sunday transmission of 2013. What do you think is coming up in 2014, Andrew?
Well, can I start with the biggest story of 2013 first?
Yes, sir. You bet.
Yeah, I think that would have to be the Snowden leaks, and specifically the fact that all the people lost in the Matrix do not understand that NSA spying has nothing to do with national security and everything to do with tyranny. That's the sad part about it.
I agree with you. I think the biggest story of 2013 is Obamacare, along with the Syria war not materializing like they wanted it to, and the Snowden. I think those three things are the trifecta that all come together. And it's the year that dinosaur media began to fully collapse. I don't know. There's so many things. What do you think was, I mean, I guess you just told us, but what do you think of those other stories?
Oh, the Syria thing reminds me of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They had to lie to go to war, and fortunately this time it backfired. I mean, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
I totally agree with you, and I think of everything, probably the Snowden thing was the straw that broke the camel's back, because they'd always said, we don't spy on you like East Germany, don't believe the conspiracy theorist, and then exactly what we'd warned them about turned out to be true, because there'd been other whistleblowers before, and the whole thing blew up in their face. I think you might be right. We'll have to ask the other callers, is Snowden the biggest story of 2013? What do you see in 2014?
Well, I think the government and the New World Order are going to look like the Three Stooges, and I can tell you where I get that idea. Andrew Bartsis, who happens to hold the rare ability of accessing Akashic records, has pointed out that entities that are a jokester race have stopped picking on the common people and are now picking on the New World Order. And if we do our part to help, it's going to look really Three Stooges-like with leaks coming out and everything, and they're going to look really stupid. That's what my prediction for 2014 is going to be.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Who knows? There's so much crazy stuff in this world. I know this. I got a Breitbart article I saw on DrudgeReport.com. Woman hypnotizes priest, steals church donations. And that article ties into a mind control story where the Russians spent $1 billion on mind control. They spent a lot more than that, folks. We're going to be breaking that down as well. Chris in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, Alex, I'd agree that with the case of Syria, it's the first time in history that educated U.S. troops have openly boycotted, threatened police action, preventing it from ever happening.
That's right. They start the civil war funding al-Qaeda 3 years ago. They act like, oh, we got to fix this problem, getting rid of a bad guy to put something in 50 times worse. And the military said no. The word got out, and it all came out. Our government runs al-Qaeda. Huge defeat for the globalist.
Indeed. And with Fukushima, that's been going on for 3 years now. So thanks for offering solutions, including your entrepreneur activism, and bringing that. That's probably the biggest issue in my book. But also for revolutionizing the future is what's being foretold by more folks who are learning about new green and clean energy sources to help get off the grid. And I'd like to draw your attention to what's coming up this January 10th through 12th in Tampa, Florida here, that I would like to see if you'd be interested in interviewing Joe Shea of HHOGames.com. That's HHOGames.com.
Now, what is it?
Well, pardon?
So is it a conference or something about that?
Yes, it's called the Green Energy Exposition, and it's at the Museum of Science and Industry, 4801 East Fowler Avenue in Tampa. And what he has are various types of technologies, and the admission is free, by the way, but there are vendors who will have kits, for example, because it is called HHO.
And where is your booth? Where is your booth so folks can visit it?
I don't have a booth. I'm just trying to promote it because I believe.
No, I hear you. It's incredibly exciting. They came in with all this fake green energy to just steal money and not get us on to all the new truly green energies. Again, the globalists are masters at creating a counterfeit for any new movement that'll challenge their hegemonic rule. Then they stifle innovation, stifling the species and their own children in the process. That's the old reap what you sow. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. In the last 50 years.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh?
That's great.
But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Take your Prozac.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
They helped us.
Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our... The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility.
Yeah!
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
Drop the hammer!
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ah, yeah! Surging into 2014. Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central during the day. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. We are the hardest working operation in media because we love the fight and taking down the tyrants. So much of life is about having the spirit of liberty, the spirit of survival, the spirit of fight in you. I'm not the toughest guy around, but if you get in a fight with me, you're going to get 110% right back. But back when I was a big weightlifter and more of a jock in college, I had a lot of buddies that were UT football players. And we'd go out and have a few beers or be at some party, and they'd start arm wrestling. And I would arm wrestle folks because they would, hey, get over here. And I wasn't that big, 180 pounds. I could bench press about 350 pounds at my healthiest. And a lot of times I would end up beating guys that weighed 300 pounds that nobody could beat. They were like, how are you doing that? I never had any training in it. I would get mad. But at first it would only be when, at first they'd almost beat me, but then I just couldn't lay down and be beaten. And then I would surge and beat them. And I hadn't arm wrestled in years. And I was at a little company event and I was arm wrestling the shipping department's champion arm wrestler. And he was beating me at first, even as an old man of 40 years old. I beat him once he almost beat me. But it was so incredible. I had no strength until he was about to beat me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I couldn't wake up. I couldn't get angry. I couldn't focus. Now I've got torn muscles in my bicep, but the point is I won. And that's the frustration of getting old. It won't matter sometime down the road how angry I get. The young guys are going to be able to beat me. 25-year-old guy is going to be able to beat me. The muscle-bound 25-year-old will be able to beat the old man. But I'm still not old yet, and that's really my great frustration, is I don't have enough strength in the fight for liberty. I don't have enough gusto and zest for what my spirit wants. I want to work 24 hours a day fighting tyranny. I want to beat these people. I take it personal. I'm totally committed. Because I know they don't like humanity. The globalists are parasites. They're control freaks. They're sadists. And I am just a fan of humanity. I like seeing people empowered. I like seeing people successful. I like seeing people share liberty together in free association. And the globalists are the opposite of that. These are really bad people. And the fruits of the New World Order are political death. Let's go to your phone calls. Dennis and Phyllis and Brad and Philip and Jason and Gabrielle and Dustin Hunter. We're going to go to all of your calls. Dennis in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Yes, hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, brother. Good to talk
myself,
to you.
The biggest story of 2013 was the China launching an aircraft carrier. Do you see that as the beginning of a new Cold War?
Absolutely. They say it is. They've got nuclear targeting in the U.S. Our government under Clinton gave them all the missile secrets, all the ICBM MIRV technology. They've launched a giant blue water navy. They have more helicopters than the United States has. They're launching drone programs, and they've been given all the weapons to do it. It is a total sellout of America. The globalists have chosen China as the new global ruler, the new sole imperial UN peacekeeping enforcer. America and Russia are to be brought down. America and Russia are to be deindustrialized, sterilized, and brought down. America and Russia should be teamed up together to lead the world into the future, not sold out by a bunch of bankers. I mean, it's so sick.
The other big story, obviously, I have to agree with Andrew, the previous caller, was about Edward Snowden.
Yes.
And do you see all that culminating in the Olympics in Russia? Because apparently Snowden is in Russia.
Well, you know, they just tried to bomb the Olympics over there. We even have some footage of it. The head of Saudi intelligence, Prince Bandar, said 3 months ago on television, if the Russians don't stop aiding Assad in Syria, they'll start bombing Russia with Al-Qaeda they control. And a big bomb went off today, killing at least 15. More than 50 have been injured. More will probably die, unfortunately. Dramatic footage of the facility being bombed there. But listen, I agree Snowden is ultra-massive. What do you make of the Syria war imploding and everybody learning that our government's running Al-Qaeda? What do you make of Benghazi gate? What do you make of Obamacare blowing up at Obama's face and people not buying it? I mean, do you really think Snowden's the biggest story? Because I think you may be right. It's just 2013 has been so momentous, I can't decide.
I see, if I could speak about the Syrian war, I see it as, if you look on a strategic map of Syria and you follow the pipeline that heads northeast, it goes right up into Kurdistan. And they say that there's enough oil in Kurdistan. I don't know how long it would last or what their reserves are, but basically the oil bubbles out of the ground there. And it seems like as if they're just trying to take over Syria, send that pipeline straight up into Kurdistan, get all the oil out, send it to Aleppo or whatever the capital is on the Mediterranean. And that's how I see it. I see it as a strategic move.
Israel, the people running the United States, the EU, the French are really behind it because they've gotten promised about 40% of that pipeline's money. That's their stake in it. They all admit it's about a pipeline. They'll kill a million Christians. They'll destroy the whole country. They'll turn it over to Al-Qaeda. They'll sexually mutilate all the women. They'll put burqas on their heads, kick them out of college. And you'll never hear a word from the liberal cause celeb media because Obama's a Peace Prize winner. And you're absolutely right. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Again, if you just joined us, I'm asking the callers, what were the biggest stories? Not the biggest in the media, the controlled media, but what do you think the biggest stories of 2013 were? And what do you think the big stories of 2014 will be? What do you think the big developments are in this key year of 2014 that we're only two or three days out from? Phyllis in Texas, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
First off, I'm 64. I took Latin in high school. I read the Roman emperors, you know, crap. And when I read the ACA in 2010, I recognized so much of it as all globalism.
That's it. You read Roman emperor documents where they're communicating with the elite how to screw the people. You watch the news, you're like, my gosh, they are following Roman emperor science. Because Roman emperor science was the best control system against all those other corrupt countries and empires the world ever found. And they haven't developed better systems of evil than the Romans. Go ahead.
Well, I came across your program today, so forgive me. I thought the biggest story was Benghazi, and I really want that investigated and impeachments and all that, but not, I'm learning so much just listening to today's show. So
what do you think the biggest story is? I mean, is it NSA? Is it Snowden? Is it the mainstream media collapsing this year? Is it Benghazi Gate? Is it Obamacare falling on its face? I think the callers are probably right. It's not even the fact that Al-Qaeda works for our government and our government staging these attacks all over the world, the illegitimate elements of it. I think it probably is the Snowden revelations, because that's what woke the sheeple up.
Yep, and the globalism. Yep.
What do you think's coming in 2014?
More globalism.
Yeah.
I'm praying so hard that we can change Congress, but there's so much in the ACA that cannot be. The tentacles can't be ripped out of it. There's so much of it that's already written in.
Exactly, but we've got to point out whose tentacles are behind it, and the globalists are the main authors of our discontent, of the problems. God bless you. Appreciate your call. This is our last Sunday show of 2013, but I'll be back next Sunday in 2014 for the live transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But we have a weekday show, so never fear, fellow info warriors. I'll be here gibbering and jabbering like a broken clock. Stay with us.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. More of your calls coming up here in just a moment. First off, we had an article up on Infowars.com Friday. Judge falls for the big lie about the NSA. A federal judge ruled on Friday, Judge William Pauley III, that the NSA could spy on us because they were spying on Al-Qaeda, the same Al-Qaeda that criminal elements of our government are publicly funding worldwide. And this is an example. 2 weeks ago, a federal judge ruled that it was a violation of the Fourth Amendment and that a lawsuit could go forward. So in a separate case, they had them speed it up and say, oh, no, we're only doing this to protect you. This is the same lie of 8 years ago that it was supposedly for Al-Qaeda. And then it turned out it was for domestic groups, and they're using it for economic data and spying on the Associated Press and spying on talk radio hosts and spying on Christian preachers. The establishment wants to know what people are doing. There's a reason this has always been illegal. There's a reason we have due process. There's a reason we have checks and balances. Because if you get rid of them, all hell will break loose and you're opening the gates to total tyranny. That's the big threat, what we now see happening. And notice, as the due process leaves, as the liberty leaves, the prosperity leaves. This has happened over and over again in history. It's happening right down here and all over the West. And I just wanted to point out that this is a deception. They went and found one little area of the giant NSA, CIA, private corporate spy grid. They went and found one teeny little edge of it, little tiny part, and made the whole debate about, well, in this case, it's about Al-Qaeda, so the whole thing's okay. See how they do that? It's amazing how they play these games. Here's another one on the London Independent. IT firms lose billions after NSA scandal exposed by whistleblower Edward Snowden. And it goes on to break down how these companies are making hundreds of billions every few years off gathering the data, which they then sell on top of it. By the way, I've got an article here today about the whole Target loyalty cards and how the data is now being sold and the Target credit cards. And I have a special report up on Infowars.com that I shot at Target last night. Video, Target credit card mass identity theft. That's up on Infowars.com. And we've got another report coming out tomorrow detailing this. The Washington Post reported back in 2006, Target is the number one data mining company that has retail operations in the country. And they have actually consulted with the FBI and NSA on how best to track their customers. And their largest business of any product they sell is selling your data. And I'd forgotten about that. David Knight texted me, one of our reporters tonight, and said, have you seen this report out of the Washington Post? In fact, guys, will you hand me my little NSA tracker robot that they call an iPhone? I want to actually find that article. I want to show folks that. David texted me that, and I said, oh, I'd forgot about that. Yeah, do a report on that tomorrow for the Nightly News. But this is the type of issue we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, that here I am actually pulling it up, that this type of stuff goes on. You don't really believe Target just lost those millions of credit cards, do you? No. They're going to use that to discredit regular credit cards and force you onto RFID, which is even easier to rob and scan. And then after that, it's going to go to pure face scan thumbprint to buy and sell. Then they're going to outlaw all other transactions and have internet IDs and control free speech. Watch my full report on Infowars.com. I want to go back to your calls in the interest of time. But here it is. Knight sent me this. You guys can give me a document cam for TV viewers on my iPhone, and I'll show folks the Washington Post article. There it is. retailer, Target, branches out into police work. Oh, you didn't know they take all your purchases and run them through police databases. And then you read the article, it's like, actually, they've always been involved in that. They taught the NSA everything they know. They're run by a shadowy Pentagon group out of Minnesota. But they're trendy and liberal, so it makes it okay. There's the Washington Post. You'll see my report at Infowars.com. Okay. Man, there's so much to hit and so many calls. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. Let me just briefly remind you of something here. This broadcast is listener supported. And so I have tried to find the very best products I can. You've got the incredible high mountain volcanic soil, totally organic, in southern Mexico, in Chiapas. It's even better than Guatemalan coffee right over the border. And I've been drinking this stuff for 10 years, finally found a connection beyond fair trade right to the Chiapas farmers. I bought a large shipment of it, but it's going to sell out soon. We're working on getting more. Wake Up America Patriot Blend, Oregon Tilt Level, highest level organic, full of trace minerals, just off the charts incredible. My favorite coffee. And people tried it and now have been ecstatic. At first, the coffee wasn't selling very well. Now it's exploding because people actually got the coffee. And the word of mouth has just gone insane. So I will sell out of this shipment very soon. Quite frankly, the next batch may be listed as Guatemalan, which is close but not as good until I get more of this incredible Chiapas coffee. We've also got the immune support with the special organic mushrooms infused. It's all up at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the T-shirts, the water filters discounted to cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, the very best brands of water filters. Promo code WATER, 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find the incredible Nation Iodine that's done wonders for myself and my family. Mental clarity, thyroid, stamina, you name it. Our own proprietary. Nobody else has got this particular survival shield. We have the fluoride shield that's in a 2 ounce, not a 1 ounce. That's the big lost leader there because it's got the nascent iodine in it as well, but it's 2 ounce, not 1 ounce. And it's got five other compounds that supercharge the detoxing. So that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. And lastly, I'm going to extend this special into the new year. We do this every Christmas where you can get 5 months free when you sign up for a year at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news subscription, to see all my films in HD, to see special live events and so much more. 11 years of this site up and running, 18 years of material, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to extend that special a little bit into the new year. You can get 5+ months free when you sign up for a year or get a monthly trial membership for $5.95, and 11 people can use the membership with the same username and passcode. Nobody's got a subscription site where 11 people can use it for $5.95 a month. Our goal is just to pay for the bandwidth, have our own system that can't be censored as easily so we can get the word out. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members. We couldn't have built this truly independent, liberty-based operation without you, and we are using our media system to help other independent media organizations, to help other activists, and to give a voice to the people. And the people have spoken. They're listening. InfoWars is just exploding. Thank you. Thank the good Lord above. We are all in this together. Now, when we come back, no more news for a while until I've talked to Philip, Dennis, Jason, Eric, Dustin, Hunter, Jeff, and others. And as we hang up on each caller, you've got a chance to call in. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. Open the phones up again for about a minute. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I will give each caller 1 minute on the other side so we can get to everybody. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is. I'm going to go to your phone calls. In the next segment, we'll take calls as well, but social workers from Arkansas to England. Your child's 1 pound overweight, the state's going to take them. And then, of course, they'll get even fatter and put on drugs under the state, but it doesn't matter. If you don't submit to it, a SWAT team will drop by. That's coming up. France has a 75% tax on the poor, 100% tax on the rich, but the ultra-rich are exempt and get the rest of the money through government corporate welfare. We're going to break that down from the BBC. Coming up as well, and new law allows driverless cars on Michigan roads. I will give you the rest of the story on that, but right now let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Philip in Florida, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey. I think that the story of this year would be the Snowden release of information. And there's a lot of things that I've been seeing on the media and people saying certain things on the right wing and the left wing propaganda outlets that for 2014, I think we're going to continue to see a continued co-optation of the Tea Party with the flailing of Obamacare and the floundering stock market. And
I think by the way, I do have the predictions of Mark Faber and others that have been very accurate. Look at the stock market going towards 20,000. You've got 100-to-1 price earnings ratios that make, that's like triple what was happening in 1929. I mean, there's no doubt we are cruising for a collapse that has been engineered. And I agree with you that I think we're going to see major corrections in the stock market in 2014.
And I think that it may either lead to a bail-in, and none of these things are going to be very popular, and I'm afraid that there may be some sort of false flag at some point that may end up dominating the news for the year.
I agree. I think they're going to start a new war. They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to create economic turmoil and then pose as the saviors and hold people hostage and say, nationalize the pensions and we can save the stock market. And the yuppies will go, okay, I'll put the handcuffs on and get in your yellow Volkswagen, Ted Bundy.
Yeah, I think whatever happens with the stock market is going to depend on those pensions, too. If they can't sell the carbon futures, that might also come into play.
By the way, they've been saying that in Bloomberg and other publications. Carbon futures are what's going to save the economy. If you don't do that, the market's going to go down. Exactly. Exactly. And they hold you hostage with that big fake bubble that is the stock market. As the real economy crumbles, as depression takes place, they put all the extra inflation, all the Weimar Republic, Zimbabwean garbage, wheelbarrows of money to buy a loaf of bread into the stock market. And when it finally goes down, they've got Homeland Security, not just here but worldwide, huge paramilitary forces to keep the public under control. So they're going to use the collapse as a smokescreen for the takeover. God bless you. Great points. Yeah, that caller, best caller of the day. We've had some great callers today, by the way. Let's talk to Dennis in Oregon. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. But I think the most significant thing that we heard on your show last year was about a month ago when you told us that a return to biblical law is our only hope. You called it Levitical law. In the Old Testament, whenever a king like Solomon would forsake God's law, God would raise up an adversary to chastise him and correct him. And then things would, you know, if he repented, things would go well. And I think the same thing's going on here. America has, United States has rejected God's law. And as a result, God has raised up this conspiracy or allowed it to prosper.
No, I agree with you. And I'm not one of these fake Bible thumpers designed to make people run from God, run from basic, you know, due process, basic common sense. But I'm a wicked person. And by wicked, I mean, not like hurting poor people are doing really wicked stuff, but I mean, I'm a fleshly person and I'm attracted to bad stuff at some levels. But more and more, I see it and I know, I realize it's bondage and I am repelled by evil more and more. And so, you know, being repelled from it is stronger than being drawn to it. You know, wanting to get in a fight with somebody, wanting to carouse, wanting to whatever, you know, those thoughts that everybody has going on in their mind. And then I look at evil people. They think it's good to be more evil. They think being evil is powerful. They want to become more evil. They want to turn themselves over to it. And that's the thing. You don't just give in to some evil. You give in to it, the bottom drops out. And I have never been touched in my gut, my spirit, whatever you want to call it, like I've been this year. I feel impending doom is coming. Superbugs, wars, you name it, economic collapse, governments running around like a chicken with its head cut off, buying billions of bullets, thousands of armored tanks a month, training to lock down cities, take guns, you name it. I mean, what do you think they're getting ready for?
Well, where I would tend to take issue with you is the assumption that common law can be traced back to biblical law. It's kind of like the parlor game of gossip. You have to go back to the original source to find out what was whispered in the first person's ear. And common law tends to morph over time.
I was simply speaking that the reason 1,000 years ago, say in England, which is the great basis of Magna Carta in 1215 and our Constitution, 1798, Declaration of Independence, 1776, July 4th, is that they adopted Levitical law that was the basic of Roman Catholic law when it was brought into England and the rest of Europe, because it was so similar, common sense, is what I was saying. So our law is a mixture of Levitical and Anglo-Saxon law. American law traces it back to that. And so, but I agree, the 500-plus laws of Levitical law makes a lot of sense, and I'm saying we're violating that.
Right, and, you know, by the 1700s, there were almost 200 crimes punishable by death in England. The Bible only requires 15. And so
I agree. That became a tyranny. And I hear you. I appreciate your call. It's very complex legal issues you're discussing that I've tried to study for years, and I'm a novice at. That's what's frustrating about knowledge is that I'm like way up here on a mountain knowledge-wise. My callers are as well. But like a new listener or someone that watches mainline television, they hear this show and have no idea what we're even talking about. It's like might as well be, you know, Martian gibberish or something. Now, let's jam in one more before we go to break here. Let's talk to Dustin in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Hope you guys, InfoWars, had a Merry Christmas and everything.
Thank you, sir. We did. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what do I think the big story in 2013 is? Oh, man, where do I begin? You have the DHS bullet buy, you know, the revelation of the NSA shenanigans like PRISM and Key Score. I mean, it just keeps going down the list, and it's insane. But to answer your question, you know, I think that we are the biggest story of 2013, you know, the awakening, the restoration.
I agree. Right. You just said it and crystallized it, and I was thinking that today. You just said it. It's all the stories together, the war in Syria not being expanded, the NSA, Benghazi, Obamacare imploding. It's all part of the awakening and the loss of confidence and the 6% approval rating for Congress. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just the mass rise of neo-patriotism in this nation, I think, is really what the 2013 was all about, just people coming together under like mind, just meeting and discussing the things that are important, just to identify true humanity for what it is. You know, that's really going to make the waves of the next decade and onward, in my opinion.
Very well said. Please continue.
Yeah, so just moving forward to 2014, gosh, what do you expect? I really see things getting done, in my opinion. I think that, you know, as the stranglehold of socialism continues to drain the wealth of our country, we, you know, as Americans will respond to that and just, you know, adhere to all of the things that made America great in the first place, the documentation, the founders, what was put together.
Exactly. You don't know what you've lost until it's gone. You're going to see all the basic common law, ancient common sense, will become the hottest thing in the future. And 2014 is the beginning. It's the key juncture to decide if we take our destiny of liberty and freedom in our hands. It's going to be a hell of a war, but 2014 is a crossroads. Man, these callers are the best ever today. I'm on fire, and I love all of you. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list.
They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to privacycase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. The empire of fraud and corruption is on the run. We are the resistance.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers. But we know the globalists are running things. There is a new world order. It's being set up now. And their hoax of saying none of this existed has now been exposed. The scales are off people's eyes. But they're still trying to figure out exactly what they're seeing. Let me tell you something, if you're a new listener. The only chance we've got is admitting this is going on, studying it, and then seeing historically how others have been able to stop it. And the biggest issue is not complying. In 2014, the awakening is going to accelerate. I'll continue to break this down on the three-hour weekday show tomorrow. We'll continue this same topic of what was the biggest stories in 2013? Not the biggest establishment fake stories, the biggest to you. And then what do you see happening in 2014? But I tell you, the HUMAT, or the human intelligence I'm getting from callers, is helping me understand next year. And I'm really connecting with what you're saying. And it's just such a blessing. It is such a blessing to be here. Let me mention a few stories and go back to your calls. Florida neighborhood bans kids from playing in the street. That's United Press International reporting that. Now, we're talking about neighborhoods where there is nothing but street in between the residential. And then now they say people are following orders. No children are seen outside. They'll play television and get big, fat, and obese. When I was a kid, my parents didn't let me stay in the house. Cartoons were for Saturday morning. The kids next door that played proto video games like Atari, they were wimps. We played football, baseball, and fistfights all day outside, climbed trees, you know, stole watermelons from the local farmer, you name it. But the whole deal is nowadays, and I'm only a few times, you know what I mean? I lived on the edge of the city, but we could walk like 5 miles and find farms, and, you know, some farmer would see us in their field and run us off. Kids now are unhealthy because they watch television all day and they play video games all day. But that's not the issue. No, just ban being on the street in Florida, because it's dangerous to be on the sidewalk. You might get hit. Here's another one. Social workers take children from families who overfeed them. And now with the mass body index, Jakari Jackson went to one of these Walmart, one of our reporters, one of these Walmart doctor robot kiosks. There's video of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's like, you are overweight, 25 pounds. I mean, Jakari looks like a fitness model. He's not even bulky. He's just super muscular. And he's overweight, and you will be fined under Obamacare. And like $5,000 extra a year because he's not a totally skinny person. So that's the type of news and information we've got. Let's continue here. Calorie info coming to vending machines. You know why under federal law and Obamacare that does that? They don't care if there's aspartame or GMO or corn syrup. No, it's just the total calories, and they're going to tax you in the future. They've already said this, just like New York. Per bag, what it is in social engineering, you'll be penalized. Kind of like my buddy took his daughter to the hospital today over this bacteria that's raging across the country. And they're calling it flu, but I've got family that's died from it, family barely, you know, fighting for their lives over it. No, it's a drug-resistant staph. We've now confirmed it. We have the name, the whole deal. But they go, buy flu shots. That'll protect you. They don't even test you when you go in and you're sick. It's like, oh, we're just going to give you flu shots, which can push you over the edge and kill you when you already have a bacterial infection. But it was nothing but illegal aliens in there getting free health care. And then in the parking lot, there's multiple rows at the hospital. My buddy sent it to me. I'm going to do a story tomorrow on it in Austin for electric cars. Of course, there are no electric cars, but it's all part of this social engineering where they're going to penalize you if you don't do what the system wants. So here it is. Calorie info coming to vending machines. World health experts want to halve sugar consumption. We actually ate more sugar 60 years ago. I've looked at the studies. It's the GMO that's making us obese. It does it to rats and things. And I'm not saying sugar's good. With everything else your body's bombarded with, it does hurt your immune system. Processed sugar is bad. But they don't say processed sugar. They say fruit, you name it. Sugar, period. See how they do this? It's all about government controlling what you eat. All right, there's those reports. Look, AP, NSA grabs your computers on the way to be delivered to you and puts technology on them to spy on you without warrants. Non-terror related, totally illegal. Exposed, the Soviet Union spent $1 billion on mind control programs. The news of Australia. Oh, really? What do you think our nightly news is? It's mind control. That is just some of what we're dealing with. Here's some more. France's 75% tax rate gains approval by top court. That's on the poor people, 75% tax. Mortgage rise will plunge 1 million homeowners into perilous debt. London Guardian. That's the plan. Mark Faber predictions, 2014. The market will decline from current levels. Best shorts, Facebook, Tesla, Twitter, Netflix, and Viva Systems. Best longs, gold shares, Vietnamese stocks. I agree with that. I'm not even in the stock market, but I watch it every day. I know more than the average so-called stock watcher. I'm not in that Weimar Republic thing, and I'm not in Bitcoin either. I don't get into dangerous bubbles, folks. You can be mad at me, but I'm staying away from the stock market. Sure, I could be part of it. I could have made tens of millions, literally, watching it, knowing how these scams really work. But I will not be part of something that obviously immoral. And I'm not on some high horse. All of my advisors told me 15 years ago, invest in prison stocks. This country's going pure prison. Prison stocks are up 300% in the last decade on average. I didn't invest in them. I told you 10 years ago. I said, if you're immoral, invest in prison stocks. I'm not doing it. All right, let me hit this final stuff, then I'll go to your phone calls. Look at this. New law allows driverless cars on Michigan roads. Last time I checked, it's like 20 states have passed laws allowing driverless cars and 18-wheelers. Folks, they're not just going to supplant humans driving cars the insurance companies said 12 years ago when I was reading some of their public meetings put out in a meeting in Chicago. I'll never forget reading. It was hundreds of pages of it. They said that they're going to first phase in computer cars and trucks. Then they're going to show that they're, quote, safer, and then make it be computer-assisted at first, where the computer takes over, as Toyota now does, if you're not, and Lexus, if you're not driving properly. And then soon, sorry, you don't get to drive. And then that brings in total control. I mean, we are being turned into like those fat walrus creatures in the movie WALL-E laying out on some computer-controlled system. But the truth is, they're not going to let us get to that level of a bunch of self-propelled stomachs. They're going to use computers to take over the real economy, use our energy and money to build the grid, so the military can't say no to evil wars. It'll be a bunch of self-autonomous drones and robots that, by the way, are already self-autonomous. That's been out for 4 years. They just declassified it last week, as I told you they would. And this is their total plan. They've decided that there's a total revolution in society. We don't exist in it. The decision's been made. And if you don't want to be extincted, because that's the final plan, as the elite merge with the machines, that's their public plan, Google, all of them, then you better wake up and be part of this. And not just say, oh, that's that crazy Texan. Yeah, I'm a crazy Texan that reads what they say they're going to do 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Here's another one. And I already knew this from DARPA documents that came out of MIT about 4 years ago. They, when you're online and these millions of people playing these video games, these weapon simulators, these combat games where millions are online at one time battling, you're fighting computers that are AI tracking off real military hardware that you're simulating using. It's the actual real hardware control. And they are training combat robots in simulators, the chips, against the best humans. Boom, New York Times. Now, I've told you this 100 times. Here it is, New York Times. Brain-like computers learning from experience in the combat realm. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is serious. The elite have always hated big populations, and labor's never been cheaper. Now we're not just cheap. We're a negative. Do you understand that? I said I'd take calls. I'm out of time. Jason in Georgia, let's move quick. What are your predictions for 2014? What was the big story of 2013?
Well, I don't know, but I tell you, if they keep on doing what they're doing, the New World Order is going to win. Alex, I appreciate all the news that you give us. Like me and a lot of other people, we cannot even stand the mainstream news anymore. Your analysis of the news is what drives us, and we appreciate you doing that.
God bless you, brother.
If the New World Order is like the boy who cried wolf, every time somebody makes a prediction, the bad wolf sees what is going to happen, and what he decides to do with the little boy is he'll show himself, and then when the villagers come, he'll hide again.
I agree, and then incrementally people say, where's the New World Order? Where's the Depression? We're in a Depression, but the wolf says we're not in one, so people buy into that. Great point. I'm sorry to everybody else, Jeff and Eric and Hunter. Call me back tomorrow, the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central. We'll be talking. We're going to be live the next few days with the weekday show and the nightly news, 7 o'clock. Great job to the crew. I'll see you next Sunday in the new year.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.